A very pleasant good morning to you. Today is Monday, February 4th, 2008. And I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN with a show that we call I Kid You Not, where we take a look at some of the news crossing the wires overnight, news stories that affect our everyday lives, where we invite you to call in and give us your take on what's going on. Now, today marks the beginning of the third week of my hosting this hour, and as I want to do, I'm always looking for interesting stories to share with you. You know, the kind of stories that go largely unreported in the major media. And I never cease to be amazed at the number of stories that are almost unbelievable, almost probably sometimes very unbelievable, what's going on in this world of ours. So the thought occurred to me a good name for this hour would be I Kid You Not. So if you can't get enough of Britney Spears or O.J. Simpson, you know where to go for those diversionary stories. But if you really want to get some interesting stuff, interesting stories, and become informed, we welcome you to I Kid You Not, whoever you are and wherever you may be on this fine Monday morning. Well, I received an email from a listener in Minot, North Dakota, Wes. Good morning, Wes. If you're with us, we want to thank you for sharing this with us. It immediately caught my attention. The source of the information is the Center for Individual Freedom. They have a web address. It's cfif.org. I'll repeat that later. But the opening line just grabbed me. The opening line read, Congress, as part of its so-called economic stimulus plan, is preparing to authorize tax rebate checks for illegal aliens. You heard me right. I kid you not. This Congress of ours, whether it's Democrat or Republican, well, in this case, it's a Democrat-controlled House, is it once again completely out of control. The $146 billion stimulus package that we've all heard so much about and is intended to jolt the economy by giving taxpayers rebates of up to $1,200 includes cash returns for illegal immigrants. Now, under the plan passed by the House, illegal immigrants who qualify as resident aliens and have earned a minimum of $3,000 would be eligible for rebates of between $300 to $600. Doesn't that give you sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling, a true patriotic American feeling that we're giving money away like this? I mean, it's almost reminiscent of, well, I won't get into that because I want to get into the meat of this story here. I don't know about you, the story goes on to say, but I can't for the life of me understand why the politicians in Washington don't get it. But they don't, do they? Why we keep sending them there? Anybody's guess. Many illegals already exploit our nation's welfare systems and other social services, and citizen taxpayers like you and me are stuck footing the bill. The fact that our government continues to turn a blind eye to this crisis only encourages more illegal border crossings. Are you getting the picture? Now, our so-called elected leaders in Washington want to entice even more people. That's the point. Even more people to cross our nation's borders illegally by promising even more government handouts. Tax rebate checks for... What's your thought on it? 800-313-9443. They're giving away the farm, folks. Are you interested? Get on the telephone and talk to me. Back in a moment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you. If in case you're just joining us here on RBN this morning, I received a very interesting email communication from a listener up in Minot, North Dakota, Wes. And we're sort of looking into that a little bit this morning, and I would like to get your take on this, because it's an insult, really, is what it is. It's an insult to every American, every sovereign American, what the Congress is doing. And I don't care if it's a Democrat Congress or Republican Congress. Well, they must think that we're all brain dead out there. And I think, by and large, based on some of the ads that I saw in the Super Bowl game last night, they're probably pretty close to being right, aren't they? As we come out of these government schools, we're dumbed down. We're 29th. Anyway, I get off on that, and that's a real sore spot with me. But this is sort of like a in-your-face thing to an American taxpayer. It's Congress is part of its, I'll just kind of review here briefly. Congress is part of its so-called economic stimulus plan, is now preparing to authorize tax rebate checks for American taxpayers. Wrong. Illegal aliens. You heard me right. Now, according to a FoxNews.com report, the $146 billion, incidentally, I digress here. Did you know where that $146 billion is coming from? I've mentioned it before on this show. We're borrowing the money for this economic stimulus package from China. Did you know that? This is an interesting little thing that doesn't... Somehow it escaped Fox News. I guess they were too busy telling us about Britney Spears or OJ or something. They're not telling us the real news. They're keeping us dumbed down. We're dumbed down coming out of the schools, and we're dumbed down through our media. It's just awful. And it's going to be up to thinking Americans to somehow try to reverse this trend and save this once great constitutional republic. And this, my friends, is the total and entire purpose of this program, this network. But anyway, as I indicate, I digress there, and I got off the point. But the $146 billion, we're borrowing this from China. I can't believe that. Now we're going to give it away, some of it, to illegal aliens. Isn't that nice? sort of gives us a clue as to what these politicians think of you and I as hardworking taxpayers, doesn't it? See, we're not sovereign citizens of a sovereign, God-fearing nation anymore, like we once were, what made America so great. All we are, in the eyes of these politicians, are consumers. That's what we are. They're not going to do anything about our border problem down here. I digress some more. Why? Because, I mean, I've mentioned this to you before, to the Democrats, illegals are what? They're cheap votes. And they're going to be determining your child and your grandchildren's futures. Think about that for a moment. And to the Republicans, they're cheap labor. So nothing is going to be done, even though the monies are there to build a fence. That said, I'll go on with this story a little bit because it's an interesting story. It says the $146 billion stimulus package is intended to jolt the economy by giving taxpayers rebates up to $1,200, which includes cash returns for illegal immigrants. All right, now, that should tell us something, shouldn't it? When the government decides that all of a sudden they're going to borrow $150 billion, let's say, from China, and then give it away, some of it, to illegal aliens to stimulate our economy, doesn't that tell you that they're taxing us too much? And if that be the case, if they're indeed taxing us too much, then why in the world would any clear-thinking, concerned American who's concerned about their own, forget their children and their grandchildren's future in this great country, once great country, how could they possibly vote for a Democrat in this upcoming election? Because they've already said both Hillary and Obama are telling you, hey, we're going to raise your taxes, folks, vote for us. I don't know. I don't know how a free country produces people who think that way. I really do not. But then that's another day's subject, probably. But under the plan passed by the House, I promise I'll stick to the subject here, illegal immigrants who qualify as resident aliens and earned a minimum of $3,000 would be eligible for rebates of between $300 to $600 under the House Democrat plan, and also a few misguided Republicans that are supporting it. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't for the life of me understand why the politicians in Washington don't get it. Those are my words. That's the words of the persons that are preparing this article. Many illegals already exploit our nation's welfare systems and other social services, huh? Citizen taxpayers like you and me, we're stuck footing the bill. The fact that our government continues to turn a blind eye to this crisis, all that does is encourage more illegal border crossings. I promised I wouldn't digress. I'm going to digress for a moment. There was an expert on one of the stations the other day I caught in an interview, and he was saying that, you know, the government admits to 12 million illegal aliens in this country, but he said, because we don't know. How can they state a number of 12 million? They don't have a clue as to who's running around loose out there. They don't. So if they admit to 12 million, isn't it a safe assumption that there's probably closer to 25 to 40 million? Million? As this quote, expert unquote, said there was. Don't you think they're going to be determining your future in this country? I mean, anyway. Well, anyway, now our so-called elected leaders in Washington want to entice even more folks to cross our nation's borders, illegal aliens, by promising even more government handouts. Think about that. Tax rebate checks for illegal aliens. Give me a break. Well, we should have a message for our leaders in Congress, shouldn't we? We'll keep it real simple. No government handouts for illegal aliens. No tax rebate checks for illegal aliens, period. Now, here's what some of the Washington politicians have to say about this. When word got out that illegal aliens would be receiving rebate checks, what did our elected leaders in Congress do? Stand up in moral indignation and decry it? No, they simply denied it. And according to a report on the Hill, that's a District of Criminals publication, House leaders sought to squelch rumors on Wednesday that economic stimulus checks will end up in the hands of illegal immigrants. In fact, House Minority Leader John Boehner's office stated, the House-passed bill includes language similar to the provisions included in the 2001 and 2003 tax relief bills designed specifically to prevent illegal immigrants from receiving benefits. Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. On Wednesday afternoon, members of the Senate Finance Committee proposed a fix to the bill. Now, if it ain't broke, why fix it? So that's admitting that it's broken. If the House-approved plan already prevented illegal aliens from receiving rebate checks, then why in the world does the Senate Finance Committee attempt to fix it? It'd be a good question for somebody. And an even more important question to ask is, did the Senate Finance Committee actually fix the bill? Well, according to Tom Tancredo, the answer is still no. Here's what Fox News is reporting. It says Colorado Republican Representative Tom Tancredo, one of the most vocal anti-illegal immigration voices in Washington, didn't appear to take solace in Boehner's argument or the Senate fix. Whether the total amount of checks cut to illegal aliens from the U.S. Treasury amounts to $600 or $6 billion. I do not believe, I'm quoting Tom Tancredo now, he says, I do not believe the American public supports a stimulus package that reinforces the idea that there's really no difference between illegal aliens and American citizens. Worse, given the well-documented tendency of illegal aliens to send large portions of their money back to relatives in their home country, Mexico, Costa Rica, wherever, it's quite possible that the lion's share of any payments sent to illegal aliens will simply be sent abroad, stimulating a foreign economy rather than our own, Tancredo said. Well, that sounds like something George Bush would want to do, sending billions of dollars over to a foreign country. Speaking with Fox News, Tancredo complained that the Senate's proposed fix also does not address a much greater problem. And I'm quoting Tancredo now, he said, the fact that we know that Social Security numbers are compromised, the fact that thousands of people, maybe millions of people, we don't know for sure, Tancredo says, how many people, filed an income tax form with a fake Social Security number. We also know that there's absolutely no communication between the IRS and Social Security Administration, according to Tom Tancredo. Now, think about this for a moment. Should you file your income tax as a taxpaying sovereign American citizen? Should you file your tax return with a phony Social Security number? Do you think that the IRS would not be on the phone talking to Social Security immediately? If you do, I've got some oceanfront property in Nebraska for you. I mean, they must really think we're dumbed down to treat the American body politic the way they do. Would you agree with that? Now, here's the blow-by-blow. I'm spending some time on this because it's so important that we become aware of what this Congress that we elect is doing, not for this country, but to this country. They're doing it to you and I, to the point where I seriously wonder if we're able to turn the pendulum back. It's getting that bad. You look at this current crop of politicians out there running for the presidency. And again, it reminds me of Dwight Eisenhower's famous statement where he said the office of the presidency is so important that the office should seek the man rather than the man seeking the office. Well said. Well, there's a break coming up here. What are your thoughts on this? Talk to me. 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne. Back in a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back, and hopefully, Carrie, we get this line cleaned up a little bit, huh? I was mentioning throughout this entire segment the problem that we have now with the Congress of the United States, hell-bent on cutting tax refund checks to illegal aliens. I said that very slowly, and hopefully you know exactly what I'm saying. Here's the blow-by-blow. I won't go into a recap on this thing, but it's so important. And it's probably not something you'll hear about much on the Alphabet Networks or Fox News or any of those. We try to cover these stories for you here on RBN. You may not get much. And if you get a story on this, it'll probably be about a 20-second story or something. Because, see, you're not supposed to. You're not really. I spent enough time in broadcasting. I know the thinking of these journalists and the powers that be that edit this news. And if you want to take it all the way back to the shadow government that controls the media, you're not really supposed to know these things. These things aren't supposed to be dwelt upon as we're dwelling upon them here. But anyway, last week, the American people were told that a stimulus package would be put forward, giving taxpayers a rebate check of up to $800 for individual taxpayers and up to $1,600 for married taxpayers. But then Republican leaders in Congress decided that they had to compromise with liberals who wanted to warp it into a massive government welfare system. Surprise, surprise. Suddenly it simply wasn't good enough to give rebate checks to taxpayers. That's folks like you and I who actually pay taxes. Under the House Compromise, now remember this is a democratically controlled House. Under the House Compromise, checks were to be sent to anyone. As in anyone who earned an income over $3,000. That's just about everybody, isn't it? Well, they'll spend it. We know that for sure. And according to the associate, but a lot of it, if it goes to these illegals, the point was made by Tom Tancredo, a lot of this money is going to go right back to Mexico or Costa Rica, some of these third world countries, to support their families. So we'll be supporting their economies, not so much ours. But that, of course, is right in line with the Skull and Bone Society at Yale and whatever they call it at Harvard, the type that produces the George Bushes and so forth, that think that America's an idea and that it's not an actual place and so forth, and that, well, I won't, you know, it's really nauseating to think what's happening under this George Bush administration. I say it as plainly as I possibly can, because that's where this nonsense begins. But anyway, according to the Associated Press, $28 billion is slated to go to people who never paid a dime in income tax. Now, how else do you describe that other than a welfare program? That's what it is. And these people shouldn't even be here in the first place. They're illegal aliens. Now, that's not economic stimulus. That's not tax relief. It's a welfare entitlement, no matter how you slice it. However, that wasn't the worst of it, because it soon became known that some of the money would wind up in the hands of illegal aliens, some of it, a lot of it, to the tune of about $28 billion. CBS News explains that every year hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants use individual taxpayer identification numbers. Now, that's known as an ITIN. For those of you that aren't up to speed on some of these references that our government uses, an ITIN is known as an individual taxpayer identification number. Now, what's the consequence of that? What's the significance of that number? Well, it's to file income tax returns with the IRS, since they don't have Social Security numbers, right? These ID numbers are used instead of Social Security numbers. There's no exact, as I mentioned a moment ago, there are no, listen to this, there are no, and I'm quoting from CBS News, there are no exact statistics for how many illegal immigrants file tax returns. But a New York Times report from last year details the significant increase in use of ITINs. But Boehner, John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, Republican as it turns out, apparently didn't see the potentially fraudulent use of the ITINs as a problem. Shame on you, John. Thought you were better than that. According to CBS News, a Boehner spokesman points out that illegal immigrants are ineligible for any rebates and are committing tax fraud if they fraudulently obtain taxpayer ID numbers to file tax returns. That's according to John Boehner's office. So let me see if I get this straight. An illegal alien who's already breaking the law by being in the United States in the first place is going to be discouraged from accepting a refund check based on the knowledge that he or she is breaking the law? Even further, give me a break. Hardly. Are they that divorced from reality, these people that are making these laws in the Congress and the Bush administration? They must be. Our leaders in Congress need to hear from you loud and clear now, don't they? And they need to hear from you now, because they appear to be in an all-fired rush to pass this so-called stimulus bill. The stimulus bill. It amounts to about a $28 billion handout to illegal aliens. So the only conclusion that a thinking person can come to is what? No rebate checks for illegal aliens, period. Wouldn't that be a pretty good policy, George Bush, John Boehner, and all of you, and the rest of you Democrats in the Congress? What are your views on this? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. And if you've been with us the previous half hour or so here on our program we call I Kid You Not, I've been discussing with you a classic example of government-run amok. Completely and totally amok. Spending tax dollars like drunken sailors. Borrowing $150 billion from the Chinese so that we can offer what's referred to as an economic stimulus package. And in the meantime, send out billions of dollars of that money that we've borrowed from China to pay out as welfare, basically welfare payments to illegal aliens in this country. It shouldn't be here in the first place. Now, what's wrong with that scenario? I say no rebate checks for illegal aliens, not now, not ever, period, and report. What do you say? What are your thoughts on it? If you care to call, our lines are open at 800-313-9443. To put sort of a fine point on this, now I'm reading from this email that was sent out by the Center for Individual Freedom, cfif.org, in case you're interested in contacting them. They are the source of this information. You're not going to hear much about this, believe me. You will not hear much about this on the major news media, the Alphabet Networks, Fox News, CNN. You're simply not going to hear this story. They may run it in a 20-second thing and say, well, fine, we ran it. But that's really tantamount to spiking the whole story. You know, the American people got up in arms over this amnesty thing, and they should be getting just as much up in arms over these payments that are being made, that are proposed. They haven't been made yet, let's make that clear. But the fact that it's even being proposed in Congress makes one scratch his head and wonder, doesn't it? As hard as you work for your money? You want to spend that way? I don't think so. The fix is certainly in. I'm reading now from this email that was sent, forwarded to me. It says, the fix is certainly in. Obviously, in spite of Boehner's protestations, the House-passed stimulus bill would, in fact, have allowed illegal aliens to receive money for nothing from good old Uncle Sam. So members of the Senate Finance Committee, in an effort to appease you, acknowledged that there was a problem and offered a, quote, fix, unquote, on Wednesday. Oh, how nice. According to Fox News, the fix requires that anyone eligible for a rebate envisioned in the House-passed stimulus package must have a valid Social Security number rather than an individual tax identification number. Well, that's some progress, isn't it? They would never accept that type of identification from you or me or a citizen of this country. But they willingly do that to accommodate illegal aliens. Are you still wondering why we don't do anything to fix our southern border? And then the article goes on to say, of course, there's one problem with the fix. Now, this is according to Mark Krikorian. Mark Krikorian, who is the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, and he says, and we're quoting him now, he said, there's a lack of coordination between the IRS and immigration enforcement agencies. Continuing to quote him, he says, if the IRS was cooperating with Social Security or DHS, they would know who the illegal immigrants are and who file tax returns. See, they don't have a clue, do they? They've allowed all these illegals into our country. They're raping women. They're killing people. They're driving drunk on the highways and byways in this country. And who they're dealing in drugs. I mean, you won't hear George Bush tell you this. He's too much involved in this one-worldism. World without borders nonsense. He's dangerous. He's a dangerous man to have in the White House. He truly is. And we should be asking any of these candidates for the highest office in this land, Democrat or Republican, we should be asking them. I watch these debates and I just wonder how on earth, where on earth they get these questioners from. Because they're not asking the real questions, are they? They're not saying, are you members of the Trilateral Commission? Are you taking your marching orders from John Dewey's Humanist Manifesto? Where do you get the term agent of change from? Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and anybody else that's using it? It's a calling card. But we're not asking questions like that, are we? You might ask yourself, if not, why not? Could it be that the questioners on these programs are being told what to ask? Interesting question. Now, listen to this. In fact, according to government estimates now, we talked about Social Security documents. According to government estimates, the buying and selling of fraudulent Social Security numbers is $50 billion. That's billion a year in business. Kathy in Texas, welcome to our show. Welcome to I Kid You Not. What say you this morning? Is Kathy in Texas? Kathy dropped off the line. You can call back if you want to, Kathy. But anyway, that's my little soapbox sermon this morning. I read these things and I tell you folks, it's hard for me to really come to grips with it and to try to, I mean, 2 and 2 makes 4. 2 and 2 makes 4, does it not? Here we have, let's see what's happened. Just before the last election, a Republican House voted, I don't know how many $100 million it was to build a fence along our southern border, to help secure our southern border. And I think up to this point in time, we've built something like 18 miles, if that, maybe 12 miles of that border. That's like in your face, John Q. citizen, John Q. voter. That's in your face on the part of this government that's supposed to serve you. We don't serve the government, they serve us. That's the genius of our government. But how many people are willing to, okay, Kathy, you're back on the line. Sorry about that. Welcome to, I kid you not, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Don, about the taxpayer identification number,
mm-hmm.
and the rebates that they want to give to
Yeah, the subject we've been talking about all morning here so far. Go ahead.
Do you suppose that the people, you see, if you can't, the people that have an identification number must be paying income taxes. And my understanding of how the stimulus package works is that the rebates are given to people that have paid income tax in the previous year, so that only those people that are, those immigrants that are working in the United States and are paying income tax are using these taxpayer identification numbers, and so those are the people that are going to get the refunds. Those aren't the people that are out there that belong to gangs and are raping women.
But see, Kathy, as I was just, I'm glad you brought that up because here's the thing. Mentioning these numbers,
uh-huh.
I was quoting Mark Krikorian, who's director of the Center for Immigration Studies.
Uh-huh.
He said there's a lack of coordination between the IRS and immigration enforcement agencies. If the IRS was cooperating, which they're not, with Social Security or DHS, they would know who the illegal immigrants are and who files tax returns. But making fraudulent documents amounts to a $50 billion, that's billion-dollar a year industry in this country. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So even though, that there may be very many people that have these numbers illegally, but they still, if they're paying the income tax, isn't that, you know, they're paying in, why shouldn't they get a rebate?
Well,
they
should.
Paid into the fund. Now, see, myself,
they should.
I don't.
Once they become a legal citizen of this country and they're here legally, uh-huh. I say they deserve an income tax rebate.
Okay, well.
Refund.
And the thing about the taxpayer, see, I don't expect to get a rebate because I haven't paid income tax. You know, there are mm-hmm. a lot of people in the several states that have decided that what's going on in the United States government is just totally out of hand, and they're saying we're not participating anymore. We're fed up, and you're not calling me a taxpayer anymore because they perverted it. And most people, Don, in the several states are not taxpayers according to the rules. They just make everybody mm-hmm. think that you are. And they scare people into participating in this income tax system. And
Kathy, listen to me.
Yeah.
And everybody within sound of my voice, please listen to me. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that illegal aliens who are using fraudulent Social Security numbers will not be deterred from collecting rebates. Does it?
No. But you think they'll down it.
I mean, we're not talking small potato. Kathy, we're not talking small potatoes here. We're talking $28 billion that we know of.
Okay.
Probably more than that.
Well, those $28 billion that are participating in the income tax system maybe are law-abiding citizens and are here working.
If they were law-abiding, they wouldn't be here illegally.
Well,
would they?
I
How can you call them law-abiding when they come here illegally? Well, I'm sorry, Kathy. I don't want to sound like I'm getting on your case this morning.
Well, that's okay.
If they're here illegally, they are not law-abiding citizens. They're flaunting the law with the cooperation of the Bush administration,
who sees this
as a new world order, a world without borders. Go ahead.
Okay, and I think maybe sometimes what this causes is maybe hostility or animosity between two different groups of people, and it makes generalizations, you know, just because maybe how can you tell the difference between an immigrant
and an illegal and an illegal
immigrant?
Kathy, let me ask you the simple question.
Uh-huh.
If a person comes here illegally,
uh-huh,
are they entitled to health care benefits? Are they entitled to rebate checks as part of the stimulus program, in your opinion?
No, I would think not. And you think that would be something that they could control at the offices where they give the numbers out, because you'd think that you'd have to go into an office personally and apply for the number. Now, and if that person can't speak English, why would you give them a number in the first place? You know,
it's simple to
me, and I think they put the stuff out there just so that they can cause hate between other people and they cause chaos, and then they can step in with their little controllers and their guns and stuff and say, you curfew, you got to stay here, you got to stay there, you know, and they cause this gang problem. I think they're paid, some of them are paid to come in here and cause problems.
Well, you know what? The problems that are being caused, the problems, Kathy, that are a result of illegal aliens in this country,
uh-huh,
are not even being reported.
And it really
bothers me when I think of, remember, it goes back to this, when Abraham Lincoln said a divided nation cannot stand.
Right.
And we've got this phony multiculturalism which is being promoted in government schools and universities as if there's some magic formula to multiculturalism. Goes back to the Tower of Babel, if you really want to get into it. But multiculturalism means that all these people have differing ideas. People coming across from these third world countries have no concept of what democracy is all about, true democracy. Although we're not a democracy, we're a republic.
Right.
But I mean, even if we were a democracy, they have no concept of that. Go ahead.
Well, I think some of the people here in our own country don't have an understanding of, like you said, the problem with the education. In that we don't understand that the people are the sovereigns, and the Constitution and the rules and the regulations are for government conduct, and they try to, these agencies, these unconstitutional agencies, come out and pretend like they have authority over anybody that doesn't have enough intelligence to understand the way our country is run, and they. If they don't have enough money to pay a lawyer and to help them out of this situation, then they're just taking advantage of it, put in jail.
Okay, I think you made just a very illuminating point there, Kathy. And if I could, you said if they don't have enough intelligence to know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? Thomas Jefferson said, "An enlightened people cannot be enslaved." And yet I've read from you, since I've been on this air on RBN, I've read from you a couple of times, right, a direct quote from John Dewey, considered the father of today's modern education, we're a dumbed-down body politic. And he said that our job is not to teach Johnny to read or write, in other words, make him literate, but to make of him a change agent. Who's using that term? Right out of John Dewey's Humanist Manifesto, both Obama and Hillary Clinton. So we're in big trouble because you got almost half the people in this country that are seriously thinking about voting for these people.
Yeah. But we have
it's
to
like the Bible.
It.
It's like the Bible says there's wicked. It's a sign of the last times. Wickedness in high places, calling good evil and evil good.
Right.
Go ahead.
So why?
Okay. Kathy, we've got to run along here. I've got Mike in New York on the line.
Great.
Thanks for joining us, Kathy. Your comments are very well taken. Mike in New York, welcome to I Kid You Not. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Just can't say enough, sir, about how outrageous this behavior is coming from the traitors in Washington D.C. And you're covering it perfectly. I just want everybody to realize that hell is full of politicians, lawyers, and doctors, and every day it makes room for more. And so what mm-hmm. we've got here is a nest of traders, and yes, you know, they dumbed down everybody through the control Rockefeller media, and right. and they've advanced their agenda superbly over us, and now they're coming in for the kill. And it's very sad as you travel around and you see these Americans still like sheep, not knowing a thing, thinking they're all smart and all that, and they don't have a clue to reality. And that's what rips your heart out. But the good Lord does love this country, sir, and I know that personally. And I know he's testing the Americans today because he has great plans for this country. And like every big testing, we have to be weighed out to see if we're worthy. And unfortunately, this country, in the current state it's in, the people in it today, for the majority, they're caught up in so many vices that the Lord has to weed them all out, and he's going to send in the necessary forces to do that weeding. But those that remain true are going to come out unscathed.
Well, we got to run, Mike. We got to run. Good thoughts. Appreciate your call. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. You know, time really flies this 1 hour. We could, there's so much to cover. For example, before we leave here this morning, I'd like to share with you something that's happening in Florida schools. A campaign has been launched by concerned parents and others in Florida where a school board there has adopted an explicit sex ed curriculum that includes various how-to lessons for students as young as the third grade. My God. And in one incarnation, proposed field trips for children to purchase condoms and then talk about their experience. You wonder why I call this, I kid you not, you're not going to hear about this probably on the mainstream media. That's in Florida. And then there's also a place in Maryland, they're doing the same silly thing. Battle heats up over co-ed shower law. A war of words has erupted in Montgomery County, Maryland, where a citizens group is nearing the number of signatures needed now to force a new law granting special protection to those with gender identity issues to a vote of the people. That's how they're getting this stuff passed. They're doing it by fiat in the court system with these liberal judges and with politicians and misguided Republicans, some of them. Citizens for a Responsible Government in Maryland must present the signatures, 12,500 of them, to registered voters to the county's Board of Election Supervisors by Monday, with another 12,500 due by February 16th. You know, if enough of the citizen initiatives get passed, they're going to raise the number of signatures required on these petitions to ridiculously high numbers because they want complete control. That's what global warming is all about, isn't it? It's about global governance and complete control. I don't know if I've got time for this prayer. An emailer asked me if I could recite this prayer that I had recited last week, and it's written by a 15-year-old. It's called a New School Prayer. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayer spoken aloud our serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks, pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king, but it's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments simply do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, this school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. That written by a 15-year-old, and I submit to you that this 15-year-old who wrote that prayer has more insight as to what's real and what's false, what's truth and what's error, than probably 98% of those running our government today. Dan in Michigan, I don't know how much time we've got, but I'll take your call. Go ahead.
I guess
we ran out. Catch me tomorrow. Give me a call tomorrow, Dan. That's all the time we've got for today, for this Monday. Don Wayne, I kid you not, everything we discussed today is for real. See you tomorrow.